Anzac Day Memories of Wartime with Howard Hendrick, DFC.
So we boarded this American ship and we had one incident there that gave us a bit of a fright. On the way out from Brisbane, we passed a big hospital ship. And the hospital ship had a big red cross written all over it, and it was going up to New Guinea to bring home the wounded soldiers that were injured up there. And it had nurses and doctors on board, and we're about 2 days out from Brisbane, and we passed this ship, this big hospital ship, and all the people waved as we went past them. And next night, the captain announced, that ship you saw yesterday had just been sunk by a German submarine, and they lost about 350 personnel were lost in that ship. And so they were very worried. The submarines were hanging around outside Brisbane, around the Barrier Reef, waiting for these ships that are going over to America to sink them. So they got all the Australian air crew, and they put one man to every American crewman who used to man the guns up and on watch on deck. And we all had to take our turn helping to watch for submarines. And the only way you see a submarine, all you see is a little white foam as the periscope goes through the water. It leaves a little white streak. So that's what we had to watch out for. I never saw any at all. So we got to San Francisco safely about 3 weeks later. We saw nothing after that.